Hello?
Yep. We are about to do a little podcast, me, Bam, and just Chris.
That's Bam.
Hi.
I'm Bam. Hi. Yep, good. After the podcast, we're going to have Chris's surprise birthday party at the Woolshed, orchestrated pretty much by Bam and Chris's girlfriend, Ellie.
I would say orchestrated by me is a bit of a stretch, but
I see.
I was definitely mentioned at some point.
But anyway, so it's a surprise birthday party, so during the podcast when we watch England-Australia, we're going to slip in the word surprise as many times as we can in different ways, hoping not to fuck up the actual surprise.
This is such a mistake.
But, yeah, so we're going to stick this on before we actually start the thing, so keep count if anyone's listening.
Yeah, enjoy.
That's it.
Look how hard the others are running.
There are four
bottles of wine.
How many are open?
Just waiting to be shot.
Three.
Just waiting to be put in shot glasses.
No, I didn't bring any.
Boy.
I
should
have. Alright, so, okay. I'm just going to say, now that the game started.
No, I'm nervous.
Yeah. Hello,
first
people.
I'm going to say something really funny now.
This is the Sporadic Diary Podcast number 3.
Funny joke.
Funny joke. We are at the house of Bam Hennessy. Yes, that guy.
The.
He's the guy who brought the terms dorsiflex and wine shots into the HRC vernacular. And we're very happy about that. The other guy, known from the last podcast as Just Chris.
Famous.
already the podcast whore, kind of. Or whatever, you know.
I'm an old hat at these podcasts. Yeah.
And as a word of warning or a spoiler alert, we are watching England-Australia. If you haven't yet seen it and don't need to know stuff.
And then, you don't have internet, then in which case, yeah. How did you get hold of this podcast? Cool.
Yeah.
That's it.
And now we just sit here and be quiet.
So what, like we're supposed to talk now?
Nah.
Are we supposed to say anything interesting?
Nah.
Like, I've listened to these podcasts before, and it wasn't very interesting.
Alright. I'm going to ask you a question to kick things off, so you don't feel out of place. Just your background. Rugby, American football, coaching. What? Why? What happened?
Well, firstly, I should apologise by the sounds of things. What happened? I don't know. I played rugby since I was like 7 years old.
Where?
In
Manchester.
In the strong rugby town of Wilmslow.
Wilmslow.
In Cheshire, which is near Manchester.
Right.
My dad's friend from work was a coach at the club, so I went down and played. From seven or eight. I played all the way through like club rugby and played up until I was about 18. And then when I was 15, a local American football team started up, and so I just went and had a little go at that.
Where'd you play in the American football? Like position?
Position. I started as a quarterback.
Okay.
And free safety. Like we had to play both sides of the
ball. What's the difference between strong safety and free safety?
About 20 kilos on the bench press.
They're quite similar, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so. Like you would equate the free safety to the fullback.
I see.
In rugby, like when we're talking defensively, the fullback, the strong safety, maybe more of your outside centre.
Okay.
Sort of, I don't know. You'll use your strong safety more to come up and tackle people who are running the ball. Whereas your free safety is more like really your sweeper at the back. They're both quite similar positions. And it depends on the defence that you're using as well.
And did you get into coaching in from there on or later?
Yeah, I mean, I studied coaching at university.
Okay.
Well, studied. I'm doing the...
the bunny fingers.
The bunny rabbit ears for that, yeah. I attended a few lectures on coaching in 3 years at university. I don't know, like, I've always coached.
Is this as part of your coaching degree? Like, you mean you just turn up to the other ones, or...?
What, for
what were you actually studying?
I did sports development and coaching.
Okay.
It was, it was all part
makes
of my
sense,
degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, I can't help it. I'm a bit of a didact. I just sort of can't help but teach people stuff.
That's good.
Even if they don't want to be taught, then it
it's a gift.
Pisses people off sometimes.
No.
I never said that. Trust me, it's not sometimes. I never said I was teaching people the right thing.
But I think it takes the right sort of person to be able to coach, or coach well. Because, like, you can have really experienced guys who know a lot of things, but they just don't have that... So for some reason, you know, like, they might be able to make up drills that are okay, but it just doesn't necessarily flow.
I think coaching is something that a lot of people think... you know, well, if you've played a bit, you can coach.
Yeah.
I think you know, you wouldn't think, well, you've been to school, so you can be a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but yeah, it's yeah, a true. Similar, it's yeah. a similar sort of.
That's actually pretty good.
It's a similar sort of thing. You know, you need skills to be able to coach. You need to understand people. You need to understand how people learn. Different teaching styles. You know,
it's funny actually. Like a lot of the coaches were. Teachers at some stage, like a lot of the good coaches were high school teachers or
okay.
teachers.
It's
I think Michael Chica was
it's definitely a skill that not anyone can do, and I think sometimes obviously I coach professionally, and I sometimes it's difficult because you know people can say coaching and it can mean a whole lot of different things. You know, from just chucking a football at a group of kids and saying play
you
know, to actually teaching people and helping them to become better athletes. So
yeah, because definitely need to be confident in what you're actually saying is right, and you know how the game's played. You know, you can't just be a coach without having no experience on the pitch, really, I don't think. Well, I mean, you can, but it...
Depends in what context, I guess.
I think, like, I just stopped myself because that sounded stupid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it just depends on the context, like...
But it helps.
I think it will help with certain aspects, you know, knowing how the game feels around you, knowing, you know, that, for example, in rugby, you know, tackling someone isn't easy.
Yeah.
It's a difficult thing to do. It's easy to... you know, break it down on a video, you know, the body position you should be in. But physically, it's a challenging thing to do. And then to do it, you know, 10, 15 times in a game or more, you know, when you've played, you can understand the effect that has on your body.
Yeah.
Whereas sometimes it's, you know, and I fall foul of this, sometimes it's easy just to assume that, you know.
Yeah, I guess what I was trying to get at before was... like, sort of drug rehab social workers, from what I understand, a lot of them are sort of still recovering addicts, so they know what they're talking about, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Not calling you an addict.
I think as long as you're willing to put the hard work into being a coach, I think, you know, not anyone can do it, but as long as you're willing to put the hard work into being coach, anyone could improve their coaching. You know, there's so many resources now for people to learn, to start to understand, you know, what they're doing. And as long as you've got a clear idea of what you want to get out of athletes, you've got a clear philosophy and you've got a clear aim of what you're trying to achieve, and you're willing to put the work in so that you can be able to do that, I think.
Yeah, that's huge.
But like I say, it's, you know, it's not just something where you can just show up and be like, yeah, I'm coaching now.
Yeah.
It does take work.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a few times.
I mean, it's
from myself as well. Like,
yeah.
Well, not last year, but sort of year before, maybe the before that.
You know, we play an amateur sport.
We didn't have the resources, and then sort of players had to step up, and then I wasn't very good at it at all.
we play an amateur sport, so it's totally necessary,
no.
you know, for people to step from other walks of life and coach. Like, it's not, you know, coaching shouldn't be an elitist thing.
Mm.
And I don't think it is anymore, because there's so much material, you know, just online and stuff, where people can just learn the effects of what they're doing on athletes. I think it's... but it's totally necessary for people to, you know, volunteers to just help out as much as possible. Yeah. Incidentally, I've accidentally volunteered to help the juniors sevens coaching.
Okay, that's cool. Because like having a strong guy who knows what they're doing like you for that is massive as well. Yeah, well, because you look at how little we actually have sort of junior stuff lined up.
Yeah, we're getting there.
You know, to get that mindset and just get the right tools, because you don't need a lot. Like, just that first proper sevens training we had, where you had a couple of drills, like, that was plenty for people just sort of begin to get their heads around.
And we haven't really moved on from that yet.
True.
You know, it's still drilling in that philosophy of how to play sevens. And it'll take time. You know, we've got the first sevens tournament coming up, and just to be able to get those principles in there on attack, you know, will be an encouraging start. It's a process, though, and you know, as we move on to the future sevens tournament, future years, I think we're going to be a damn good sevens team, like you know, a good competitive, you know, able to play sevens as a specialism.
Yeah. All in all, I've got massive faith in the club, starting from about 12 months ago to now. Like, it's all been super, super positive. Which is nice.
Yeah, I mean, I joined the club about 12 months ago. And,
Pure coincidence.
Can we delete that from the podcast?
For the record, he is the record, red.
I am not saying. Nah, man, it's been great. Like, I know I sort of wax lyrical about this, but like, I can't express enough how much I love this club. Like, it's such a good atmosphere, such a good environment, and it's moving in totally the right direction, at the right pace.
I think so.
Like, it's really,
and I can really see the thing that coaching's meant to be. Like, looking at how you do stuff and how Alistair does stuff, it's really, really basic, and sort of building it smartly from one thing to another.
Yeah,
like it's. Such a refreshing thing to be a part of.
What really helps coaching is just knowing what you want to teach, finding a good way to communicate that message to your athletes,
boom,
and then being able to put it in a realistic situation where they can succeed at it.
Well,
like, it's quite a simple process, really, but it just takes practice.
Yeah, it seems like it's... You sort of trying to drill the instincts first, and then get specialized drills to work on particular skill sets and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, with the seven stuff, we've just been working on principles, just attacking principles. You know, we just drill set patterns, and we just drill, drill, drill. That's the other thing that people don't understand about coaching sometimes, and I let this go quite often.
Yeah.
97% pop.
Yeah.
I let this go quite often, is that people will introduce a skill or introduce a principle.
Yeah, go ahead.
You look confused. Introduce a skill or a principle, drill it for 5 minutes, and then move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
And never touch it again.
Yeah, because it feels like they want to get a lot done.
Yes.
But, like, you can easily do 2-3 things in an hour, a little bit, and then people are happy about it.
And then you need to repeat those things.
Yep.
You know, that's how you build motor programs in people. That's how you build confidence in skills, and that's how you train your body to do things. So Ford just kicked a conversion.
6-3 to England.
He's going to kick hundreds of those in a week.
Yeah.
Repeat. So why wouldn't you do that with, you know, some kind of tackling drill, or with your passing, or with your... You know, attacking principles, like, it's
very true.
Repetition, you know, it, well, good repetition just builds the right patterns.
Yeah. But I think Chris is getting bored.
Yeah, sorry, too much. This is good. Like, this is the
no.
Most, this is the most boring podcast.
I'm enjoying it. I'm just, you know, I don't know much about being a coach, so I'm just learning from the experts.
Expert.
Interesting.
That's singular.
How about just quickly your
just,
thing? Like,
sorry, what, can I just make a point? Just because someone pays you to do something, it doesn't make you an expert.
Wow. You see that in news, they have experts.
Yeah. You see that in government?
You got some guy in some department commenting on stuff, and then he is...
No, you don't need,
John
to, be,
Johnson,
you don't need to know everything. You just need to know more than the person that's calling you an expert.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's basically
that's,
it.
That's what it is. Because the expert is ascribed to you by someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you say, I'm an expert on something. And
but then you just look like...
Then you look like...
Whenever somebody calls themselves an expert, then... They're a cunt, really.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Unless they can totally back it up.
Yeah, that's the thing. There should be a... If they're saying they're an expert, then there should be like a formal title for what they are.
If you're the best guy at making... If you're the best guy in the country of making, like, rowing boats or some part of a boat that people need, and you're really awesome and really, really good, and they last for centuries even, then they are an expert. But even if that guy would say... Yeah, I make boats, you know. I'm an expert. That sounds off.
Yeah.
Like, while it's true, I still be like, oh, what a cock.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's a bit rich. You know, I haven't seen one of your boats.
I guess it depends.
Even if you have seen all the boats and like, oh my god, these are amazing. But if he says, yeah, I'm an expert, you'd be like, oh.
What if he said he had expertise? I have expertise in making boats.
That's
all right.
I'm sure that's better.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
I think that means it's a learned thing.
I found out yesterday that I'm probably the best in the world at something. And it's whistling with my tongue, so I got like this.
Sweet.
This is great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, obviously, because everyone can see what I've been doing. But so I'm rolling my tongue and whistling through it. But I don't know anyone else can do it because I made it up. I'm sure someone else can do it, but I might be better than them still. So.
Look at him. Yeah.
Yeah, and not everyone can do that because it's a genetic...
For the listeners at home, Ram's currently looking like a right arsehole.
Jeez. That's ground trouble.
I'm going to be doing that for the rest of the night.
Yeah, no, it took me a long time. You might not even do it on that.
Actually,
I don't want you to either because I don't want to be the
surprising fact as well. Like, the first time I whistled like this with my throat on my tongue, I did it for a goof. Like, oh yeah, let's whistle or something.
Yeah.
At school, like when I was really small. And then it worked. I'm like, oh my god, I have the powers of a wizard.
Yeah.
You sound like the cool kid at school.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have. After the whistling was.
It's like, and then you had to experiment, like, you could whistle like this with the pinky and thumb together. Like this. Like just one of them.
I can't really do it. Oh, I'm not much sure.
I'm not much of a whistler otherwise, but this just this.
Sometimes I whistle at work, just normal whistling. I think it bothers people.
Yeah, if I see someone whistling in Helsinki, I think they're weird.
Sometimes I whistle to try and cover myself breaking wind.
Yeah. Then you have to go like...
I just make a face like that, like with my lips first, and then hope that my fart sounds like a whistle.
Oh, I just go...
Otherwise, people are like, how did you do that?
Do you think someone can whistle with their farts?
I don't know. You can light your farts.
I know that.
Yeah.
Like, the day I discovered that was a real thing, I was at
when
university.
When was that? Really?
Yeah, it was like...
You were old, man.
A happy moment, man.
Have you ever done it?
I didn't stop doing it for about 3 years.
That'd be cracking podcast material if you learnt one of your farts.
Yeah, do it.
And we just went, oh, that
do
works.
Can you eat something that makes you fart?
Let's
please.
Build up to it. Food tends to make me fart, so we're on the right track.
Do we want wine or a beer drink?
I'm going slowly, but I think
I was too thirsty. I'll take one of them. Whatever the coach wants.
I think I'll work through the beers first before I hit the vino. You know what they say, kids at home. All kids listening. It's a little...
How many kids do you think could be listening?
How many people do you think are
listening?
If any kids are listening, they're already being punished. So you don't have to bore with words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom for your kids at home. Wine before beer, you'll feel queer. Beer before wine, you'll feel fine.
And
that's the rules.
But Black Sabbath said whiskey is quicker. Well, actually, Aussie.
Well, just right. That. They just said whiskey is quicker.
No, wine is fine, but whiskey is quicker.
Okay.
That was one of the Aussie solo project.
So which songs. One? Did you say beer before wine is fine?
Beer before wine, you'll feel fine. It's good. It's easy to remember because it rhymes, you see.
But as we've said, like, being queer is not such a stigma anymore.
Yeah, for the listeners at home.
Yeah.
Finland
was the 12th country in the...
Well, which is embarrassing, really. Come on,
it is. Yeah,
there's a lot of other ones as well.
But how about Sweden recognized Palestine as its own thing?
But a lot, I guess, a lot then, of
have they? Something Finland has.
A lot of countries have. I'm not sure.
That's fucked. They should just stop giving Israel money, and then they run out of bullets.
That's not too political.
Yeah, this is a dicey one. This is a bloody hot potato. Same-sex marriage. We can go there. I think that's a bit clear for us.
You and me.
First ever on air.
No, I think that, like, yeah, we can go with that because we all have the same opinion.
Yeah,
it's about time.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. We were talking about this before, and it's, I don't know. Like, some people have a rule book that says it's wrong, but the rule book doesn't really say that why you should be outraged.
And the rule book was made up by someone to exert power over a bunch of other people.
Yeah. I could write just as good a rule book.
Yeah. Should we? I reckon I could write a better one.
Probably a more fun read.
Yeah.
You'd probably have that rhyme that you just had.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the first page. Every other sentence is
just one. Can I just be clear that when we're talking about being queer in the, you know, wine before beer, you'll feel queer. I'm talking about it in the, you know, 1950s British TV sense.
I'm fine with this,
Just so you know.
No, fine.
Well, Arthur Atkinson from The Fast Show. Queer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember The Fast Show?
Yeah.
Quality show.
I bought the box set to someone once.
They were talking about bringing it back.
Really?
Recently. Yeah. They might even have done it last year.
Do you remember the 9 o'clock news?
Yes.
That was fun.
Yes.
Like one sketch in particular I remember really well when they're doing darts. So it's a guy with no dart, you know, just sort of getting ready to throw the invisible dart. Right? He's going like this. And the commentator on top is like, oh, he's concentrating now, he's done, and then he goes like this, and his hand goes down, and then you see it's a table full of different drinks. It's like, oh, going for the Prince of Lager, yeah. Going for a safe one, that's, ooh, and a double! Oh. And then there's the next guy, he's like, oh, and he's, look at him now, he's got to match the double lager the other guy just took, and then going straight for the triple whiskey!
that is darts though, isn't it? And it's phenomenal that's a sport.
Yeah.
But darts, I mean, as a sport, let's face it, I mean, it's bullshit. But it looks like so much fun to watch, doesn't it? Like, it looks
let's
like,
face it.
But doesn't it look like fun to watch? Like, the, you know, you're watching them on TV and it's like 140, and there's just rows and rows of people basically at Oktoberfest just getting fucking shit-faced.
Oh my god, like a year or two ago there was, you know, when the big dart happening was going on, I don't know what it's called. What?
Your big dart
happening. Dart's peak and I missed it. What was this?
Whatever they do, you know, the big
well, there's two, because there's two darts tours, so there's the two world championships. They happen around Christmas time.
Okay, so it could be around.
What and a way so, to ruin your Christmas.
And there was
not only you have to play darts, because you're good at it, you have to go
watch it.
Yeah.
But, alright, anyway, so there was this guy who was just there watching in the pub where the thing was happening. Or the arena, or whatever it's called.
In the Ali Pali.
Yeah. And he was just a regular kind of hipster guy with slightly long hair and a beard and stuff. And then a whole crowd of really drunk people started chanting because they thought, like, oh, look, it's Jesus. And then they started going like, yeah, Jesus, to this guy who's just sitting there watching the darts thing. And the bouncers or the organizers had to throw the Jesus guy out because the other people were making so much noise because of him.
That's because he was just... Because he looked like Jesus.
Not because of that, but because other people were. Because other people were making noise because he was Jesus looking.
I was once at an Oasis gig.
Because that's what you'd do if you met Jesus, wouldn't you? Be like, oh, you look like Jesus. Jesus! Jesus!
Right next to him.
Yeah. Not like, I have a question. Like, Jesus!
I was once at an Oasis gig, Eaton Park in Manchester. It's the last gigs they did in Manchester. And they had a keyboard player who looked like Jesus. So, on this occasion, you had 80,000 people in Eaton Park just yelling, Jesus! Oh. Jesus! Jesus! At him while he's playing his keyboard. Like, it was...
Wow.
I mean, I don't think Jesus had 80,000 people screaming at
maybe not.
Screaming
Jesus. I wonder if Jesus even looked like that. It's always been controversy when someone plays Jesus in a play and they're black or something like that. It's like, you can't have a black Jesus. Like, well,
why not?
Why not? I mean, it's like having a black Santa. It's kind of...
No, but Santa wouldn't be black.
Yeah, okay.
But Jesus wouldn't be black. He'd just be olive-skinned.
Santa wouldn't be black because... There weren't many black people in Finland when Santa Claus was invented, were there?
I think he was invented before Finland claimed him, but yeah.
Okay. No, I don't know. He's a real guy who lived.
True.
He still lives.
Good point. So my mate's in Japan at the moment, and he sent me this thing where they said that Jesus moved to Japan between 21 and 31, so he died at, what, 32?
Oh.
And so in between that, he was in Japan. Doing something anyway, but like there's this area in Japan
he's learning the craft of different toys.
Yeah, just and they had this just blog post of insurmountable evidence that he was actually there.
Oh no!
Which kind of entailed like, there's a picture of a star and it looks like the Star of David, so obviously he was here.
What?
But yeah, it's a real thing. So
wait, Santa? Well, not Jesus.
No. So think of Romanemi, how you go there to see Santa.
Yeah, sure.
This is a place in Japan which is like, you go there to see where Jesus was. And apparently he lived on after the crucifixion.
Wait, so you
went back to Japan.
I'm sure you said Santa, not Jesus.
No, I'm talking about Jesus.
Okay, because I'm really confused.
Are they not the same person?
Yeah, because why would I say Jesus went there to learn how to make toys?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That might have been one of the things.
Oh, no, this is bad.
No, I don't think so. I think he knocked on.
Alright. Okay, so he went there.
Yeah, well, according to them, yeah.
Just hung around.
But it's like, I mean, that's just where they were. And you could probably trace this. Obviously, you could trace, like, the claims back to when Christianity first came to Japan. And then they'd be like, you know what? Jesus was here. Someone came to them and told them about Christianity. And they're like, yeah, no, we know this. Because, it's like when someone's trying to tell you something, you pretend you already know. Like, oh, yeah. And you try and finish just say the last word in their sentence, so it looks like you know what they're on about. And then they're just like, we know that. Like, no, he was here, actually. Like, Jesus is like half Japanese.
Yeah, Jesus, yeah.
So, and they said that that's how Christianity got to Japan.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
that's a big fault in that story.
Obviously, came to Japan like a lot later than that, but because they're saying that he was there.
Oh, because wasn't it? Yeah, because it would need to be much later. Because wasn't the Romans who actually spread it for strategic marketing purposes? Not him himself. He was just like a rebel who was like, "Fuck the man."
It was long after him that actually became. Yeah,
well, he was Jewish, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, let's look. I'll see if I can find this link.
Oh, let's talk about Jewish people.
Well, that'd be fun.
Any specific ones?
You know, like back in the day, all the bare knuckle boxers were Jewish, and they were like really good. Like, and then before even they were Irish, not them, but like before, you know what I'm saying?
I have absolutely no idea what you're saying.
So,
like before
boxers
the big,
used to be Jewish.
Before the big wave of immigration of lots of Irish type people to America.
Right. American.
Like all the top boxes. Athletes were Jewish, and like big sort of anthropological and biological books were written saying, oh, the Jews are superior physically and that's why they succeed in sports and stuff.
All right, yeah.
Well, it's a good thing times have changed, isn't it? I mean, like, seriously though, like people, just, like...
This is just stereotypes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it used to be Jewish people. Now it's black people.
What this tells me is,
you know, Chinese people are really good at badminton, or
But what this tells me, instead of that Jews are superior athletes or some particular race is good at something, it's like, I'm really intrigued by that. You used to be able to publish a book based on a stereotype. Just be like,
I was writing my thesis on. Like British opinions of Soviet athletes in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
So I spent a good portion of my life, or a good portion of my years doing my master's, with just piles and piles of newspapers from the 1950s.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
The sports pages of newspapers from the 1950s. And so, you know, I would scan through these things looking for the events. Like, I was studying particularly these athletics matches between the Soviet Union and Great Britain. So I would scan, like, around the dates that these things were happening. And obviously I'd see other news stories. And just some of the language that they would use, like, to refer... Like, newspapers in the 1950s were horrifically sexist, horrifically racist. Like, describing, like, black boxers, for example.
Yeah.
Like, just some of the language was just unfathomable. And then, like, even when they were talking about the Soviet athletes, like, the female Soviet athletes, like, you know, they'd always be, like... the Amazonian behemoth, or like, you know, these sort of things, and then they talk about their British counterparts, and in those days they always referred to them as like Miss So and So, a secretary from Hounslow, or Miss So and So, a librarian from here, Miss So and So, a primary school teacher from here, and they would always call them Miss something, and then say what their real job was, because they were all amateurs. And,
oh, man.
And then they would talk about the Soviet athletes, and they would just be like,
like just faceless Amazonians.
Olga, the Amazonian monster, giant, and it was
the man beating Olga.
But I mean, this is like just you look at some of the newspapers from the other things and other sports, and I mean. Some of it's just really, really offensive. It's like these ladies played football today. How
old?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get in.
Come on, boys.
Nimble number 8, the little spinny.
England just scored. but yeah, they were like. It's just really quite. Glaring how they stereotyped, you know, different groups of people.
Yeah, like, but that's it. Like, because there's a class of people, right, that used to be beneath another class.
Mm.
And we think about that today, like, so same-sex marriage just got legalized.
Mm.
And the way that people are still talking about it, like, of course you're going to look back in 50 years and think, what the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Like, how can you not see
it? Such a short time. Exactly. You think about the lifespan of, well, the modern person, what, like 80 years old, meant to be?
Mm.
And then you look at the farther you zoom out, everything's really small and short time span stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know what the lifespan of a modern human had to do with anything, but it seems like a long time for one person, especially when you're younger.
That's why
you put things into context and you're like, oh, fuck. And then you look... Even the planet hasn't been here that long.
Yeah, because... Yeah, well,
actually, people on the planet, so...
Yeah, true. But sometimes my grandma says something that's a bit racist, and I kind of think, like... Not openly, but, like, she's just really surprised if someone's not white. And I'm kind of thinking, like, that's... That's a bit racist, really? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be so surprised.
Because
But then... Yeah, I guess she's pretty old. So, like, things have changed a lot since she was born, but yeah.
What were you saying about the 50s? Yeah, okay. maybe, let's say, sort of 50s, 60s in Finland, like, the virtually zero people who had any different skin than sort of your stereotypical white Finnish person from here.
Mm.
And they used to have little freak shows, like, they... Like, the few sort of, let's say, I don't know, Samoans or Africans or something that lived here, they'd have little shows, like, they just...
Oh, my God.
Sort of, just tow them around the towns and go, like, oh, look at the savages.
But so when? Like, oh, look. When are we talking? Because this was quite a big thing in, like, Victorian Britain and stuff, like, you know... During colonisation and the years following, so I mean, even earlier than Victorian Britain, there were freak shows, you know. With
they always had the bearded lady
people, but they also had, you know, people that they brought back off the ships, you know, like
yeah,
like just
they just thought were a bit funny.
Yeah, it was or, you know,
do you reckon all
African
the
tribes people who had, you know, piercings and things like all the large holes in the ears and things like that, like, and they would be paraded around as you know, people would pay money to go and see them.
Like, yeah, it's like a circus thing. Like, and they used to have like the fattest man alive, who was just like, nowadays, in today's scales of things, he was just a big guy. You look at fucking really fat people today, it's like, wow, really, they don't even look human.
He's probably really well off. Like, do you reckon all the bearded ladies were women, or that were they just like men with effeminate faces?
No, it was men with effeminate faces.
It was probably like people that just looked like John Lennon.
They used to shave bears.
What, just try and pass them off as big people?
Yeah.
No, it was like, I can't remember how it was. Something like that, like they'd shave everything but like the beard.
Yeah.
And pretend it was like some weird.
I went to an exposition that what was it called? It was a museum thing.
Was it a museum?
Went to a museum thing.
How's it called? Exhibition.
Oh. So, I had a museum.
About this, like,
in a museum.
A while ago. I can't remember where it was, so it's not a very interesting story, but I went and saw an exhibition about this, and it was quite interesting.
Sounds really interesting, man.
Leave me alone.
I can just picture myself there, man.
I was thinking about bears. Like, someone told me last week that the polar bears are going to go extinct pretty much anyway. Like, before... Well, because of global warming, but not because they don't have anywhere to live, but because they're going to go a bit south and breed with Kodiak bears.
Okay.
And what is it? Grizzly and Kodiak bears are kind of similar. But one of them's closer to the polar bear anyway. They're just, like, sort of almost the same thing, but brown. And so they can breed, but then their kids usually have brown fur. So then the polar bears are just going to be bred out, like, by just going a bit further south.
That's a shame. I like the polar bear.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, here's another thing I was thinking. Like way back in the day, when, you know, a generation of people would die when they tried to migrate. So it'd be like, an entirely new, different family who actually make it to some new place. Or just the adventures they had, like, across the seas and stuff. Like, what was it like being one of the first people who, let's say, came across a massive fucking gorilla in some jungle? Or like an elephant or a giraffe? Like, took off from Europe and...
What the fuck is that thing?
Like, holy shit.
But that's what that thing's thinking as well. But imagine being a gorilla and coming across a human. It's like, did someone shave one of us? Like, that's like the same with the bears, actually. That's the one way to keep polar bears alive. Just shave all bears.
How does that help?
Well, then you don't know.
Oh, they just go to work, they put on a hat with a cup of coffee and they're like, oh, it's Gerald from
Accounting. Oh, no, I meant that you'd just think they're all the same, the bears.
Oh,
you'd still think they're the bears.
People would think they're people. Sorry, I completely misread that one.
But that's, yeah.
Yeah, Gerald's grumpy, he doesn't talk much.
But there's still, like, kind of untouched tribes in the world.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or, like...
What's that banging? Are we talking too loud?
Sorry?
Your neighbor. Banging.
Are they? Oh, they'd be alright.
Not as in having sex, but banging the wall with a
fist. Let's wait till they knock on the door. Like,
I heard them fart last night. Or blow their nose. I didn't know what it was.
Maybe they were whistling. Yeah. how can you be so sure?
Well, I don't know.
I think they're hanging a poster or something. Is that your door?
Because it doesn't sound like a hammer. It sounds like a fist.
Well, screw. It's... What time is it?
5.
5:10 on a Saturday afternoon. Deal with it.
Talking too loudly.
Deal with it. That's what I say.
I'm going to check the door. I think it is actually the door.
No, it wasn't. It came from there.
Nope.
Screw them.
Screw them all. Have you heard about this Bill Cosby stuff?
Yeah.
That's pretty dark.
You know...
Bill Cosby, the allegations.
You know there's a lot of that going around at the moment. Like, you know that's huge in Britain. Like, there's been a big scandal in Britain at the moment.
About Bill Cosby?
Yeah. Everybody's picking up Bill Cosby.
Well, there's a few. Rolf Harris was accused of...
Oh, Rolf Harris was a kiddie fiddler, though.
Yeah, there was...
What's the other fella?
Yeah.
Jimmy Savile was...
Like, systematic...
Yeah.
...kiddie fiddling.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's a lot. There is a lot. Like, and the BBC is...
They're not saying shit,
...been in trouble, because it was sort of... There was this attitude, I guess, that... Or it's coming out that... Alleged there was this attitude
people
of
knew,
just...
But they just...
People knew, but it was just, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's really messed up.
Mm. And I don't know, I mean, it's...
Oi.
Yeah, it's like, you know, young girls who are guests on the show and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah. When you start thinking about that and then you read stuff like every now and again you, like here too, you see little sort of tabloid front page things like girl went missing and they never find her. And have you seen that, the... Liam Neeson movie Taken.
Yeah.
Like, I instantly think that.
I can't relate anything in real life to that movie.
No.
Because you remember what happens in that movie, right? He's just like,
he's
like,
Dad,
I'm going to Europe for a holiday. He's like, ooh, Europe, fucking dangerous. You're not going there. And she's like, no, I'll be fine, don't worry. And she goes there and fucking gets out of the airport and someone abducts her. Like,
Okay, let's not focus on that part of this.
I was fucking right, wasn't I? I told you if you go to Europe.
I've been to a lot of European
airports. Yes, I've never been abducted there.
I've never been abducted, not even once.
It could have been like 2 weeks into a holiday to make it believable, but yeah. Nah, as soon as she gets there, she's been jet lagged as shit. And it's like, come with me, yeah, right?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
That's not what happened.
It's totally what happened. That is exactly what happened.
Oh man, yeah.
And have you seen Taken 2?
No. I refuse.
Yeah, I actually watched Taken 2, and I regret it, but... But the problem
was Liam Neeson?
Do you remember he's trying to find his daughter, and he's on the phone to her, and he's
did
like...
Did she get... Sorry.
Like,
oh, no, you're right. Did she... She gets abducted yeah. again?
Does she? No, he gets abducted, doesn't he?
What?
I can't remember.
I think she and the mum get abducted, because...
Spoiler alert, the mum gets... It doesn't.
They didn't have a mother.
No, I don't think the mum dies. I think, come on, it's not one of those movies.
I can't remember.
It's pretty dark for a Liam Neeson movie.
Yeah, but that was pretty dark, that first one.
Her and her mum get abducted, but then he... No, it's him and his mum.
It's the same...
No, I've got it. We've cracked this, guys. Liam Neeson...
Let's just watch it.
Yeah,
Liam Neeson and his ex-wife, the mum, they get abducted.
Yeah.
No.
And then he has to call... the daughter and tell her how to free him, right?
Could be. Whatever happens on the phone anyway, like, it's just a really lax use of geometry, and I'm really surprised that nobody pointed it out, because it's just like, he's using, like, I don't know, I just remember how he worked out where she was, and like, on the map,
yeah,
was just a load of shit.
Yeah, point here, and then she had to throw a grenade and count the
second. He was talking about circumference at one stage where he meant radius, and it's like, mate, how the fuck did you find her if you're this bad? Like,
who is the mathematician in this movie?
Have you seen that movie where, I think it's someone like Nicole Kidman, or, no, but it's someone, they're in some attic. They've been abducted, and then there's a phone, but she has to... Something's wrong with the receiver. Some other one. I probably didn't. I only watched the beginning. With, you know, a normal olden times telephone, when you put the receiver down, there's like little things, right?
Olden times telephone.
There are little things that push down, and that means phone. It's... Yeah.
An olden times phone.
From there, I got the
telephone.
Idea.
I'm going to start calling things olden times.
Do you have any olden time records?
Like, I don't have any olden times records.
Anyway, the thing, you can, if you don't press it all the way down, you hear a little sort of click, like, mm-hmm. It's not all the way. Mm-hmm. So if you press it, I think, once, that's number one, then you go ta-ta, and it's number two, ta-ta-ta, number three. And she was trying to make phone calls like that, just doing I tried it at home, and it works. It does.
Wow.
Sorry. Mita? So,
but wait,
when you press
to,
you
then?
Press the thing down...
Just random people saying, I've been kidnapped.
So she was doing Morse code or something, or...?
No, so when you press the thing down, it dials the number one.
Yeah.
Shaky.
So if you just... So...
Okay, so
if my phone number is 1234,
the thing where you put the phone, the old time phone on.
1 2 3.
That's
one,
super
two, three,
convenient
four.
If your phone number is 1234.
My phone number is 1 5
you,
times.
Do you mean the one where they turn it? Like,
no, just the regular with the buttons. I'm sure.
Oh, this is no, he's right. This is an olden times phone.
No, with the buttons. But wait a minute. Is this one where you put the receiver down? Is it like? Is it one of these ones? You know the.
No. Okay. And actually, I don't know, wait, we didn't
What's
have...
What's an olden times phone? Right, we need to define clearly when the olden times
Let
began
me explain.
And when they finished.
I'll explain it. Okay, I don't think we...
Why do we need to know when they began?
All right. I'll give you three phones.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
All right, I'll tell you which one. All right, not the one where you put the mouthpiece next to your mouth and the earpiece next to your ear.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The one after that is a regular phone with the, still the, what do you call it?
The dialing circle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes a ding sound when you put the receiver
down.
That one.
Not that one.
No. Okay. The next one after that could be a dialing thingy or a button one. But the place where you put the receiver down, there's two white things that stick out.
Oh.
So when you put it down, they go down. And that means it's cut off. Like the contact or the connection is cut off.
Like the...
So wait, there's still an operator in this one?
There's no operator.
There's no operator. So who's listening to her?
Because, man, phones were really primitive. Like, actual phones are really primitive. But anyway, we had a phone.
I think...
A regular...
Was it the one with the string in the cans?
So, no, I know what phone you're talking
about.
The first one where there's like a little... Like, where the phone is the same shape as the thing that you put it on.
Yeah.
And like, on the thing, there's just like a little bit at one end... Like,
yeah.
To hang up.
Yeah.
And
not the two bits, actually.
You can press that.
Like an office phone now.
Yes.
Like, if you put it down, there's a little bit that goes...
Okay.
Come, like,
okay.
With, even with that, you can go... Halfway, and it can, and if you got the receiver on the ear, you can hear it kind of go click.
That is
and
a
it
fun
go
fact.
one, two, three,
really?
1 2 3 4. And I've called someone like that.
How long do you need to leave between the things?
A little bit,
like 1 2.
I don't know, man. I didn't read the book. I just tried it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah,
shit. This is like when I found out when I was in Australia. I found out that if you text someone's home number. If they're with a particular network, it'll read it out to them. So the phone rings,
yes.
And it reads from the text, and they
really?
Say everything because I tested.
You text the
really?
You text the home
yeah.
number, like a landline.
Oh.
You can send them some really potty mouth stuff,
yeah.
And it'll read it all out. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Is it a computer? Or obviously
yeah,
it's a computer
like Michael
voice.
Sam reading it out. Like, or,
hello.
Yeah.
Where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You fuckhead.
Basically that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. We are going to kill your daughter.
See, what I do is I just call my friends. And just use that voice. This is a text message from Bam.
Oh, hi, Bam.
You are a fucking asshole.
Press 1 for repeat of message.
Only joking. I think you are grr 8.
Grr number 8.
Exactly.
Nice dick.
I was talking about this. I was talking about that yesterday. Like, that really annoys me. You know, the people who can't use proper language in text messages.
Text abbreviations.
I hate it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I just hate it. Like, it.
Have you ever typed LOL?
I shouldn't hate it. I know.
I never have. Only ironically.
I've not
typed what?
Actually, ironically.
In an ironic hashtag.
I can't. LOL, I can't even write. I can't even draw smiley faces. I write smiley face. And that pisses me off. that I've been drawn down to the level where I'm writing smiley face. Instead of just writing, hey, that's pretty funny.
Good stuff. Yeah. First half's over.
Yeah, I usually write, if I really want to laugh at something, I write ha 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 ha.
Yes.
Yeah,
but then some people write, some people start it with a B, so like ba ha ha ha. And I think the difference is, if you say ha ha ha, it's like, oh, that was funny for me. But if you say ba ha ha ha, that's like, that is objectively funny, and everybody that looks at this is going to find it funny.
Really?
I think that's what it's like. I think it's more authoritative to
I've
say
never had
ha,
a ba ha ha.
Why
no,
ba,
no,
ha,
like,
ha.
I don't have the balls to say it, but...
I've never
do
never
people,
met that.
What
oh,
why
really?
Ba ha ha?
I think it's just more of like an
like,
outlet.
Like yeah. Yeah.
I only
sorry,
text people
okay.
who incessantly smiley face me. It pisses me off.
Mm.
It doesn't piss me off. I sound like a grumpy old man.
I hate when people smile.
It's a mild annoyance.
Also in life as well.
Yeah, forget about whistling because you're happy. That's crazy.
Look,
stop
miserable.
Smiling. Just stop smiling.
You know, in Spanish, it's J-A-J-A-J-A.
Yeah.
For
mm.
Because they laugh with an accent.
You are funny.
That was funny, yeah.
Do you know Dallas Cowboys quarterback is called Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
If a Brazilian talks about him, he's Tony Homo.
Really?
Yeah. Because if some word or name begins with the R, it's an H.
Oh, okay.
Like the jiu-jitsu guy, Royce Gracie.
Sorry, say that again. If it starts with an R...
yeah, it's an H.
It's an H. Yeah. So my name would be Hitchard Hennessy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't switch around. It's not like Hitchard Renessy.
Maybe not. It's not like Japanese R's and L's.
So would the H in my name just be a stronger R? So it'd be like Chris.
Sounded like a door creaking. Yeah. Somebody let in a very sneaky fart.
I would have whistled to cover that up.
Oh man. I don't remember the other podcast being this potty mouthed.
I don't know if it's anything that bad. Just bad mouth all the time.
Just toilet humour. It's just toilet humour. Speaking of which, I've got something to show you guys.
Oh no. Do your pants up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's alright, we don't need to talk about our lab, but I just need you both to marvel.
Nice dick.
I hope I've still got
it. Nice dick.
Nice dick.
I don't want to play that game.
It's happening tonight, man. Oh, I've deleted it.
Yeah, it's good fun.
I told them about Chris Denholm's nice dick.
Yeah, it's effort.
Yeah, Chris Denholm was meant to be on this.
Yeah, is he going to come tonight? He said he's trying to get a sitter, but
what's happening tonight?
I don't know.
Let's go to bullshit after this.
Well, I've got to take the bus next from around there to go home. Anyway.
We're going to the woolshed.
Yeah.
Well, that's no surprise.
I'm fine by me. I'm fine by me. No, that's fine by me.
That's okay.
Have you got plans?
I've got no plans. That's the thing. I've sort of deliberately kept that open. So.
Okay.
I thought you did. I thought you said you need to go somewhere after this.
Oh yeah, to woolshed.
Oh.
No, actually no. I thought I was having the dinner that everyone was late to tonight. That was actually last night. So now I don't have plans. Yeah.
Well, we can go for a pint.
I'll have the fucking hell. You guys said it was good.
Yes, indeed.
Is it wheat or not something normal?
No, I think it's just normal.
Right.
It's a lager.
That's a poo in a toilet. Why do you have a picture of that?
What's it meant to look like?
Just look at the size of it. You're not impressed.
I don't know them. Yeah, they should have put like their hand next to it.
Yes, they should have.
Yeah. Okay. Is that yours?
This is Bam's shit.
Oh,
I'm going to go look at it.
But that's like a standard.
Oh my!
You took a photo of your shit. You should post it. Apparently, there's a website for this. Apparently,
there's a website for everything.
It's called Rate My Shit. But look, actually, it's interactive.
Length and girth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't be bragging too much about the girth.
No.
It took me a long time to get that out.
Yeah.
Why
are we recording this conversation?
Can we post photos of the shit so everybody knows about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, can you send that to me and I'll put it on.
Yeah.
Well, now that it's done, I shouldn't be surprised, but I'm slightly surprised that you've taken the photo and showed us.
I had to take the photo to show my friend Terry Nutkins because like, he'd be upset if I didn't.
So. Is that the one that's still in there? I thought you were proud of that.
That's not mine. Not guilty.
It's not yours, okay.
Who was here last? You, Andy? Was that you?
No, unless it came out of my penis hole. Which it didn't.
That'd be really messed up. Imagine if you're the first one to see that.
In the world. Like, you've travelled many, many miles.
Well, you wouldn't even have to know if you're the first one. It'd just be the first for you.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be bad enough.
Imagine if...
Did you see that South Park episode where somebody's dad was like, oh, that's the biggest turd I've ever had.
Yeah.
And just went on displaying it to people and showing the photo.
Stan's dad. Did a world record shit.
yeah, that's right. And they had the Guinness people come in.
And Bono was the...
Yeah,
the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Very good.
Good fun.
Now I'm just getting my wound out.
What did you do?
Cooking last night.
okay.
Put a knife into my thumb.
Why?
Turns out it's not a good idea.
Good you said that, Bam, because before you said that I was wondering if it would be good.
Yeah. Good thing we got that out of the way. Right, how's your walking stick award?
Surprise, surprise, I broke it.
How? Yeah, that was one of the things that I couldn't really figure out.
Was this a new one? Like, did someone have this last year?
This is not surprising. That's
a new one. Do you have the screw still?
No. There was a screw?
Maybe not.
No, you got some, you just need to glue it.
Because I needed a small drill to drill a hole and then screw in the screw.
Okay.
But I don't know. It was just glue.
It came off. I think I may have been sexually abusing Chris Denholm at the time with it.
And I'm touching it. Excellent.
Yes. Apparently I have to give it back.
Yeah.
For the next year.
Unless you win it again.
Just for viewers at home, we're talking about my stick. How would you describe it?
Pimp.
Nice.
Sick.
It was an award given to me at the rugby dinner thing.
What did you win? Just being the best?
Just best overall.
It was team player of the year.
Oh, that's the best.
It's kind of like a good guy spirit, good job.
Mm.
Yeah, being nice to people award.
Yeah, I didn't vote for you for that one.
No, I don't think you did. I don't remember that.
In spite of me.
I don't remember that being an award to vote for.
I'm sure it was.
There was a little part of me that thought Tony just made it up on the night.
Well, they gave it to you. Isn't that nice?
Also, was there an incident where me and Tony were singing on stage?
I don't remember that.
I can't remember.
See, that's what everybody says. Apparently, really? According to Heidi...
You were singing?
I was singing on stage.
Ask Yana, she's like...
Actually, when you were on stage, everyone else was singing that first time.
She's the authority.
Everybody else was singing.
You don't remember that?
Not really.
No. Wine shots?
This is what I said to Tony. If I win an award next year, I have to go up on stage first. Like, if I ever win an award again, I have to go and get mine first. Because we had so many wine shots by the time I won my award that I couldn't see my own hands. Like, it was like the night that we won the award, the Poika all over again. Like, I was so, so drunk that I'm not in any fit state to be going and collecting an award, am I?
I went home at like 12 and I was still feeling pretty shit the next day.
Really? I was apparently heckling Tony all night and nobody told me to shut up.
Yeah, no, we were enjoying it too much.
I think pretty much everyone who went on stage with Tony, I shouted, "Kiss!"
Yes, I do remember that.
Which now means Tony has taken to shouting the same thing, which obviously my wound.
Sure.
Cut a little chunk off on him. Not really.
Yeah, that's what
it's not too bad.
It wouldn't
stop bleeding.
Yeah. It's like the forehead. If you get a little nick right there, it just bleeds and bleeds.
If you think about how drunk everybody was, and I was very drunk that night, so it's like, I don't think nothing bad really happened. You're worried about telling Tony to kiss everybody, but that's not that bad, really.
No.
Like, it could have been way worse.
There was one moment where...
Doctor was standing on his head on a chair.
There was one moment where I remember that I must have come across as a right dick.
And that
when I was on stage.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And I got prize money. Like...
Oh, yeah.
There was prize money for my prize.
There was money?
Yeah.
How much was it?
50 euros.
To donate to... something.
That's fantastic.
Something in the...
So there was a prize
money. I don't know, was that the thing? I don't know.
But there was 50 euros in an envelope. I think Jonas, the guy who did the award...
Sandala, yeah.
I think he donated it.
Yeah, he did.
Someone said.
Okay.
So, anyway, there was money. And I think I was told this and they gave me the envelope. And I was like, oh, man, I don't want money. Like, that's not like, you know... So I tried to throw it. Like, you guys have it and spend it on yourselves. Like, you know, I was like, you know, this is a thing to share. Like, here you go, somebody have that. And so I threw it. And instead of
very
it...
Very philanthropic of you.
Instead of it actually flying, it sort of dropped. Just off the front of the stage.
Imagine yourself as Richard Branson.
A little bit.
It wasn't like bags of money where you just go, yeah, come on. No,
but I got it, and I was just like, here you go. Someone have that. And then it just dropped off the stage. Like, it didn't fly anywhere. And so what it looked like had happened was I'd received the envelope, someone had said €50, and I'd just thrown it on the ground and gone, I don't want that. which made me look like a right twat, and that's not what I was going for.
Oh, I think it's you picking it up. I think I do.
Well, I think I went down and picked it up. Someone shouted, make it into a paper aeroplane, but I had some...
It doesn't work, it weighs too much.
Well,
and it's too small.
Anyway, so yeah, I looked like a right tit. Like I was like,
That was fine.
Mm.
But I think
big plans for that money, though. Just you wait.
Although,
yeah, you're gonna invest it.
Big plans.
Oh, this really cool pyramid scheme that I can tell you about.
No, but I'm not investing it. I'm using it for club purposes.
Oh, okay.
Although I think people were pretty nice and nothing bad happened.
Three boxes of wine and 6 shot glasses. Yeah.
You do realise how drunk people are when sort of the official part of the thing ends and then you push the tables away and it's meant to be mingling and dancing. And you just go, oh my God, what a bunch of animals. Some people are like, yeah, let's push these tables away and let's not think that there are plates and glasses on the tables. They're just going to go, thump, and then just for a while, for like half an hour, every now and again, there was a glass broken.
Yeah.
Did you go back and clean up the next day?
Yep.
I just go to Father's Day.
You guys. Lunch. I wasn't mobile.
This is exactly why they gave me the team player award.
Yeah. Mm. So you had to back it up now.
Like, yeah, it was you have to come and clean up tomorrow. Like, imagine getting that.
You spent the 50 on a cab out there.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, oh, we got a new award this year. It's basically a broom.
Yeah, it's a. Let's guilt someone to come and clean it up tomorrow.
That was exactly
pay
what
for
happened.
Their cab.
That was exactly what happened.
It worked.
But I think both toilets were successfully thrown up in.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Oh, who went for the men's?
Don't know.
The women's definitely was.
Yeah.
I don't know who went for the men's.
And early on, apparently.
I had to clean the women's toilets the next day.
Really? Oh, that was you?
That is not something.
Oh, because Tony was like, yeah, someone cleaned it. I don't know what happened.
I didn't clean the sick out of it.
Such a team player.
But we cleaned the... Fuck you. Like, no, me and Marsha did it. Like, cleaning the... And just, that's not... Yeah.
Cleaning up sick is not fun.
No, I didn't clean the sick. That was someone else's job. I think Vapa might have done that.
Oh, yeah.
Good old dinner dance antics.
That was one of the best ones. Probably the best one ever. I'd say.
And this is where Bam says, I know it's not a coincidence, but that's the first one I've ever been to as well.
No surprise, yeah.
Bam Hennessy, Team Player of the Year 2015.
Yeah. That's off.
And he's missed another one.
Yeah. Jeez.
Come on, man.
Mm. England just don't look like losing this, though.
No. Mm. I don't think it doesn't seem like an exciting match. Or maybe I just haven't been watching.
For all the kids, yeah. For all the kids at home, it's 13-3 right now.
Spider alert.
Hmm. Oh shit, am I not supposed to tell them what title score?
No, yeah. No, we hit the spoiler alert in
there. Let's face it, all four people who are going to listen to this, like three of them are in this room and Tony knows the score already.
Yeah, well that's what I'm thinking. Like, would you listen to this, like first thing you do when you have a moment, or would you watch the game if you're actually interested?
Yeah, that's true.
Plus,
you
it's
know
extreme.
What they should do? They should put the game on and
exactly
listen to
the
this
same
at the same
time. Yeah.
Oh, genius.
Oh yeah.
Fucking genius.
Except so we haven't said anything about the game and it's been 33 for ages.
Yeah, but that's dangerous because if they align them slightly off, then we could be like, oh, what a try.
All right, so right now if you want to align it, it is 43, 23, 24, 25 seconds. There you go.
There you go. Done.
We have solved all the world's problems.
Yeah.
Tony's just rewound.
Oh fuck it, I was way off. That looked like a bit of a high clean. Oh, clash of heads.
What's the rule on squeeze ball these days?
I still do it. No one's pinged me ever for it.
Because it became when I finished playing rugby when I was young, and it was legal, and then it became illegal for a while, didn't it?
But I always did it. Here we go. Anyway. Oh, fucking hell. Why is it why was it illegal?
I don't know.
I can't deal with this hat. I feel like I'm in a box.
Yeah.
I think it's illegal, certainly if the ball doesn't get squeezed out of the back behind the legs, like if you're lying over the ball.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think they made it illegal on safety grounds somewhere. Why? Because the head's lower than the hips.
Mm.
Which is not a position that you want to be in.
But and then, you're not facing anyone who might be falling on you?
Yeah. I think nowadays, I think it's legal if your chest is to the ground. Like, so if your chest... this is what I think.
What's the difference?
Well,
it's like ball. Doggy and then like doggy with like just a bit more of an arch.
Yeah. I think it's if you go to ground and your like your head's to the
but
ground.
But that'd be froggy if your chest and you're completely flat on.
I don't know how frogs do it.
All the frogs that I've done it with.
Yeah. We've always just gone normal. You gotta put the legs in the air, otherwise you don't know where they're gonna go. Anything could happen. Have you seen that monkey fucking a frog?
Yes. Oh, that's disgusting.
How about, oh my god, like seals or sea lions or fucking penguins.
The penguins,
that is brutal.
Tony sent me that for some reason.
Yeah, like, that's like, so funny, man.
I didn't want to watch it. I just saw the thing. Yeah. Like, oh, no,
there was a threat. It was a BBC thing as well, and they're just like, yeah, there's like been multiple cases of these seals fucking penguins, and there's just a seal just and then they're like, oh yeah, and one of them ate one after he fucked it, like, and they, but they're like, yeah, they think they've learned it because there's only one island where it happens, so they think the seals are like one of them's just done it, and everyone else is gone.
Looks alright.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. But I didn't realize because someone told me about it, and then I watched the video, and what is happening is like this. Poor penguin's getting crushed, which I kind of expected, and the sea lion's just like railing it, or the seal. But there's all these other birds that are sort of standing around in a circle, just looking at them, just going, yeah, that's not right. That's kind of fucked up. But yeah, like, I wasn't expecting them to have such a big audience. And especially the people filming it. It's like, because there was embedded in the thread, there was like six videos of just different seals, fucking different penguins. You think after the third one, they'd be like, "All right, we have sufficient evidence this is happening. Like, should we step in here? Because this is kind of fucked up."
Are they like struggling to get away?
Yeah, they're kind of, you know, like they're not. I mean, they're not enjoying it. They're just.
Have you seen?
Sort of like,
have you seen them?
Because they're on them and they just.
Yeah, well. Yeah, but it's kind of interesting because like who would have thought that the seal would even know what to do with a penguin? But they've got it the right way up at least.
Well, the other one's sharp. Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe they tried that. They missed that video.
Weekend, see.
We don't have that video.
No.
When do you think you'll have like I'm probably get the animals wrong, but like a lion fucking a flamingo or something?
I don't know. Do you reckon it would?
I don't think that's possible. Have you seen the frog and the chimpanzee?
I think so.
Basically, a chimpanzee in a zoo picks up a frog, opens its mouth, and starts masturbating with its mouth.
I did not see that. Okay. No.
and there's children watching.
Oh my!
Like, because the person who's filming it, like, obviously they've got small children with them.
Yeah, they thought it was too funny.
Yeah, they're all just laughing. At it. The person's still filming. And the adults are laughing, and so the kids are laughing as well, not really knowing what's happening.
Mm.
And it's using the frog as a pocket pussy.
Yeah. How about that woman, I think, in Australia who got way too close to the enclosement of some kind of bear, and the bear took her by the leg, like, right there, and then she's just, the bear's trying to pull her in, but there's the bars.
Okay.
So, like, the whatever bone that is, that got snapped in half.
Shit.
And she's just screaming. But, like, there's a walking path, and there's, like, bushes and stuff, and then there's the cage.
Yeah.
Like, what was she doing there anyway?
Yeah.
There was another dude that recently got eaten by a tiger in India.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Fucking Lamini showed us.
He jumped in there. And he's Jesus, like, what? And the tiger's kind of playing. Yeah, the tiger's kind of playing with him for a while, and then it just like grabbed him by the neck and took him around the back to eat him.
So he didn't fall in. He was just like, yeah, let's go. And
I
the
think
tiger.
He must have just like, because it's like you have to kind of really make an effort to get in there. So
right, yeah.
What was it that those two drunk Welsh guys nicked from a zoo? a few years ago.
No idea.
Nick a penguin or something.
No, that would be so good.
Were they Australian or something? I don't know. Or maybe they were Welsh guys in Australia. I've got feelings about Welsh and Australian people being drunk and stealing something from a zoo. This needs researching. I'm pretty sure they
especially nicked. If they were Welsh, because all the English people would be so skeptical about what they're actually going to do with it. What's happening with the poor penguin now?
Yeah.
Just based on all the stereotypes.
Becomes another Jimmy Savile case.
Yeah. Oh. But yeah, I was really disappointed with it. Because, of course, people that take the videos, they're obviously not doing anything to help. They're just...
No.
They're, like, the same thing. Like, there's a video of a tiger eating someone, and everybody's just kind of standing there like, yeah, have I got a good angle on this?
Can you imagine how horrible it would be, though? Like... If you're next to him and then he's like, yeah, going in.
Yeah, fuck.
Because I wonder what he, like, how he killed him.
Don't
know. Do they just.
Usually they just bite the neck? Bite the neck, yeah. Well, that's what happens in nature.
Because isn't that. Because isn't there some animal who just eats you?
Oh, okay.
Like
know.
A bear?
Maybe.
Begins eating you?
Yeah, but I think maybe bears, they just don't care anymore because they're just like, well.
What's like that bear man, the. What was his name? Werner Herzog's documentary. Have you seen that?
So, no, but I heard about this. Like the dude that was in with bears for ages, and they finally just gave up on him and ate him more.
Yeah, and it's in the DVD extras, and I think the documentary about the documentary kind of thing.
Okay.
Actually, no, they don't play it. No, they, I don't know if they play it, but I've heard it anyway. And it's like the guy and his girlfriend, or some woman who was with him. And then just go, bear, stop. And then you can hear someone like banging shit. A frying pan like on the bear's head or something.
Oh, wow.
And it's in the DVD extras if you want to listen to it.
Sounds like a bottom sketch.
Yeah. That's a fun show. Most people don't appreciate it.
Okay, so I was halfway there and you had some kind of a story. So we're referencing in the Daily Mail newspaper, which, as we all know,
is just top quality journalism.
Yeah. So we're coming from the Daily Mail here. Friends broke into zoo, stripped to their underwear to swim with dolphins before stealing a penguin on a drunken night out.
Oh my god!
Three young Britons will appear in court in Australia accused of stealing a penguin on a drunken night out.
Was the penguin recovered?
They apparently remembered their hijinks only when they woke the following morning with hangovers to find the small fairy penguin called Dirk on the carpet of their rented apartment.
Did they call it Dirk, or was it already?
Yesterday,
it
one
told
of them.
Them.
Men aged.
Who are you? I'm Dirk.
Hello.
Can you fucking take me home? You assholes saw me.
The men aged 18, 20, and 21 and from Wales appeared on Australian television, where he admitted it had all been a bad mistake.
Well, obviously.
When was the last time you stole a penguin on accident?
Oh, do you know what? The best part, though, there's videos. Do you want to see videos of a penguin getting stolen?
So there's videos from their phones.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, no, it's not video. It's... Oh, that's... There's a video
Stolen
of...
Penguin reunites with the park. Yeah, that's good. Fun. At least he got back. Dirk.
Fuck.
Dirk.
So I guess they're not very defensive, these penguins.
Fairy penguins are the little ones, so they're not in the Antarctic or anything. They're just...
They don't peck at you.
They hang out in the southern Australia on the beaches. So, like,
Okay.
They're not... They're tiny. You wouldn't be able to do much, I reckon.
Like Australian women.
Sure.
Hang out on the beaches and they're tiny. Yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to do anything if you take them.
Wow. I don't know if one...
Wait, what? Where are we? Sorry.
That's what he said.
What just happened?
Oh, I like that one. Let's go.
So what happened to them after they stole a penguin? They just said sorry and gave it back and...
I think they probably...
That's like a really mild version of the hangover, but a true one. You know how they walk out the tiger?
Yeah, but then Hollywood always makes things bigger, doesn't
it? Yeah, maybe they got it from that.
Imagine what Hollywood would do to our story.
Hmm.
You know, what's our story? Dance night.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wine shots, man. Are we going to do some wine shots soon?
Let's do a couple.
Yeah,
I'm getting tired, man.
No, you've... misunderstood.
Oh, there's no cover.
There is
it's
no
a bottle.
Yeah, there's no moderation with wine shots.
Oh, Jesus.
You start drinking wine shots and you stop when the bottle's finished.
Well, the thing is, if you want to do wine shots in moderation, you just need to get a lot of people.
Yeah, yes. Three people, wine bottle. To help. Yeah. One bottle, not wine bottle. Yeah. Idiot.
One wine bottle.
One wine bottle.
Wine bottle. How many bottles? Oh, wine bottles, wine.
You know, me and Tony have renamed the, you know, the corridor where we always do the wine shots in the wool shed, the troublesome area.
No.
Yeah.
You know, the bit of the bar where you go to
next
toilets,
to the bar.
Like, yeah, but yeah. The narrow bit.
Yeah.
There. We've renamed that wine shot alley.
Sweet.
Because, like, basically when we go and get shit-faced, we stay there in that area all night.
It's the most awkward place to stand
as
well.
It's the worst place to stand
in
the whole bar.
And then you pull your pants down.
You're in everyone's way. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's people walking it. Like, anytime you walk through, someone's grabbing you to make you drink a Jaeger bottle.
Does,
or wine shots.
Does Joe not like the pants down thing?
I don't think he's got a problem with it.
I don't think anyone
he
that
just
works
said,
there really approves of the
I
pants
think
down thing.
He said it was when we were... I think he said just don't do it because there was a Christmas party. Well, there were a couple of Christmas parties.
Oh, and I was wearing a G-string that night as well, so I think that was part of it.
Which night?
No, I wasn't really. Fuck you.
That was a surprise.
I thought it was true. Why not?
I'm wearing one now, so let's see how it goes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we walk into the wool shed. Try down.
Should be good.
Try down today?
In?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I think
yeah.
Into the wool shed, try down.
With the, because I was...
like a penguin.
Mm-hmm.
Penguin walks. Mm. Isn't it? It's topical.
It is topical. Mm. Cool.
Like, and then a seal just runs in front of me.
They look like penguins.
Oh, God. Stop.
Oh, double the fun.
I'm really pretending to be a penguin.
I come running in behind you with a unicorn now. Like, it's not a seal, but it's as close as I could get. Grab the horn up your ass.
Oh. We used to do, like, after games, I played football in uni. 1 year rugby, and then I hated the people. So I played football.
That's why I gave up rugby.
Oh, really?
Incidentally. Yeah, we never got that story finished, but
go
when I got to university...
It's a long fucking story, though.
When I got to university, it was a choice between rugby and American football, because I didn't have time to drink as well.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Shit, that was a four
Australia's
pass.
Break.
And a great tackle.
Is that not a
nice,
pass?
Yeah, I got him enough. Yeah.
And the choice was, well, do you want to go with these guys who, you know, drink beer out of each other's asses and, you know, fling shit at each other?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go and play American football?
Yeah.
That was good. I thought you were going to say rugby at the end.
Well, you know where I'm going to be. Yeah, no, it's fucking sad. It's like really fraternal. Like people just don't give a shit about you if you're not in the
oh,
clique.
Yeah, in the UK, it's pretty... Like,
it's awful.
It's a bit more dogmatic.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, I
fucking
did
hate that shit.
I did the initiation.
Yeah.
Which was actually all right, but then... You know, it was just drink a lot of beer and run around naked.
Yeah.
Like, then if you weren't there at the start of the season, some of the things that I heard them make the later guys do, like, have you heard of a butt funnel?
Yeah.
You get two guys put their arse cheeks together, someone pours a beer through the arse cheeks gap and someone underneath it drinking. They used to do shit like that.
Yeah, we had a fucking French guy in our club who did it, and he'd drink it himself.
It's not, it's like, I don't understand.
No.
Like, I want to play rugby, but I don't want to play rugby with fucking dickheads who make me do that.
Yeah, I don't want to play rugby and then have a butt funnel afterwards.
Yeah. Forward pass, maybe?
That was a forward pass. I said forward pass. It's on radio.
Radio. You mean olden times
it's
radio?
It's on the wireless.
That's
definitely forward,
forward well.
Pass, dude. That's the same one.
That's the same
the
one.
Exact same one. No, I meant the...
Sorry, sorry. I noticed it live. You noticed it on the first replay. You noticed it on the last
I noticed it after you'd already said it. No, but the next one that Craig Cooper throws is also a forward pass.
Do you, when you see replays of, like, cool tries or goals and stuff, do you go like, oh, they scored a lot in a row?
So good. Yeah. Oh my God, that must be winning my heat.
This happened a couple of weeks
this,
ago.
No, yeah, we were watching the game. We were watching the game and it was half time.
It was...
And then, where, like, it was in Scotland. Yeah.
Right.
New Zealand, Scotland.
Yeah.
And it was showed like a Scotland intercept from the first half.
Yeah.
And everybody just goes fucking nuts. And we're just sitting there.
We're just sitting again.
That's a replay.
Yeah.
it's still half time.
If you're getting this excited about it, you probably saw it the first time.
No, it was just after half time because they were going a different way as well.
Yes.
they just changed direction and then.
We felt so superior.
Yeah, we were so cool. Weren't we the best in the bar?
We were the best in the bar.
Like,
best.
You guys are all cunts.
Best in the bar. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you didn't even bring your stick, but you could have.
So I've got a topical HRC related discussion to have.
Okay.
This is one that came up. We were talking about the gay marriage thing the other day. And we were saying, well, there's lots of couples in HRC, like in the women's team, but there's no couples in the men's team. There's couples like across, but there's no couples in the men's team.
Mm.
Who would make the best couple in the men's team?
Mm.
Oh, this is a good question. Yeah. I'd like to think me and somebody, just because.
I know, sweetheart.
Yeah, define best couple. Yeah, what's best couple?
Well, there's a follow-up question. There is a follow-up question. But, like, who would be the best
couple? Is it going to be who would you rather fuck?
No.
The
follow-up question is who would you marry out of the men's team?
But the obvious answer to this is, like, two second rowers or two props or something. You know, that two people that just kind of, like, the right and left.
Yeah. But, yeah, who would make the best couple?
Personality-wise?
Well, I don't know, just, you know. Whatever justification you want.
Who would be glamorous?
Who'd be the funniest?
Out of red carpet.
Mm. Yeah, who's the odd couple? Marco and Alex. That's quite.
And no one will be asking questions. What's going on there?
Sorry, Marco.
Yeah. Sorry, Marco. You must get dominated.
No thoughts on. Best couple?
Oh, no, it's tough.
Like, who would you be happy for? If you saw two of the guys get together, who would you be like,
honestly,
you know
if...
Well done, guys.
Well, I would be happy for anyone, right? That sounds kitsch, but, like, of course you would be.
Yeah, it's like, it comes down to who do you like as people. Like,
yeah, that's true.
If you hate someone...
So then I'm going to go with you guys, right? Easy answer. Hey, you two.
Well,
you're not even bad.
The good news is, I brought a priest along.
Yeah, yeah.
Why, if we're neither of us is part of a church?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You're wasting your time, buddy. I'm not paying for the priest.
Damn it.
I was talking to my mate about the gay marriage, but the guy that lives in Japan.
Did we just score again?
Japanese guy.
Yeah, dude. No, a Finnish guy that's living in Japan, and I said, when is this going to happen in Japan? Because he's here for the weekend. And he's like, well, they're still talking about when you get married, if the woman can keep her own name.
Oh, yeah.
So they're a bit far behind.
That was like the 70s.
But, I was talking to someone else about this that knows about Japan. I can't remember who it was, but they were saying that, like, the amount of time it took to get the birth control pill through Japanese parliament to get it approved was something close to 50 years.
Holy shit.
I can't remember the exact number, but it was close to 50 years. And then... to pass Viagra, it took closer to 6 months. So you can imagine what the kind of
yes, gender neutral.
What the gender makeup of the Japanese parliament is.
Yeah.
No, it's a massively patriarchal society, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With the concubines, that sort of background of the culture.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not meant to question stuff, so these kind of things don't happen very quickly.
No. And that's. That's really fucked. Like, as soon as you make rules about stuff, people who are in charge don't even want to talk about what if we change this rule, because then they cast themselves out of the norm of how people are meant to be.
Well, yeah, it's better to say you can't question rules.
Yeah.
Wait, like, what?
No. but they don't. Typically, generally speaking, they question rules a lot less than...
Like, there was
what
there
if
was
you
a,
don't have rules?
Yeah, well, then you can't really talk about it as a society then, maybe. Or
well,
as one thing.
You could if humans weren't fundamentally selfish beings.
or fundamentally not meant to live in the numbers that we live in.
Yeah,
like, that everybody live in like groups of 100 and everybody you'd sort of.
Yeah, I think that would make more sense.
Like anarchy,
everyone would know each other and everyone be more conscious about their stuff and how it affects
anarchy.
The other guy.
Anarchy would work in small groups if
there was, and it has worked throughout.
If human nature wasn't
throughout the history of the world, I think in Argentina when shit was going down politically and they had to switch governments and there was a big lull. I think Iceland or Norway or something was the same. Like, for ages, there was no governing body.
Mm. But, I mean, anarchy is like a political ideal in itself, isn't it? Like, it's not just
a social idea.
It's not a lack of organisation.
No, it's just no central leadership type of thing. Overriding sort of the individual.
Mm.
Well, it's allowing humans to just live by what they think is fair in human nature and not having rules. Like,
you know,
it's voluntarism.
It's relying on humans being reasonable people able to live with one another.
And then I think we come back to the small community, like, because people don't volunteer if they don't know everyone else in there.
Well, as soon as you're in a bigger group, it's easy to be faceless, free rider.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that was like Dunbar's number.
150.
Was it something like 150? Yeah. So you can only maintain relationships, like decent relationships, with 150 people. And beyond that, then you have to cut some away.
Yeah, or even have the capacity to remember and know them.
Yeah, to remember stuff about them and be able to talk to them about what.
Yeah. Like, how you doing? I can't remember your name.
Well, that's what anyone that has more than 150 Facebook friends, I'm sure, are all included. Like, just
aren't you a computer program?
Most of them we wouldn't talk to, obviously.
That's right.
Australia just scored.
Yeah. It's getting tight.
Skelton.
Fuck, what was I going to say? Well, let's backtrack. Anarchy. What was before that?
Living in small groups. And then before that, it was questioning shit. Before that, it was gay marriage.
And it was, follow-up question. Follow-up question.
I can't remember.
Okay, if you could marry one guy in the HRC men's team, who would it be?
Oh, Bam, definitely. Mate.
What do you mean?
I know what you want me to say here.
Yeah, well, I've got
you're fishing.
I've got my answer. Yeah. I'm already taken, mate.
And what do you mean, if I could? I can.
You can. Hey, you always could. You just live in the wrong country.
I don't know.
See, when I think of marriage, though, I think of just two people that haven't had sex in ages and don't really get on that well, but they're sort of...
So Marco?
Yeah, it could be that. No, so should I marry Marco?
Do you want to have sex with him?
So I should marry him,
Do you
right?
have to? Yeah, all right. But here was an interesting thing. Like, could three people get married together?
No.
Why?
Because it's illegal.
No. But forget that. Like, let's say 2 days ago we were talking about gay marriage.
Oh, you
like, what's the problem
there?
What if you really like your buddy and you're like, yeah, let's get married, but you don't have sex with him? You know, you still got.
See, I don't see the need for marriage anyway.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Would you even bother? But the thing with, like, monogamy became a real thing when, like, much more of a thing when we started passing property down.
Well, that's basically
so. Then you had to know who your kids were,
It
was, and then marriage became like a formalized version of that. So it's always typically been and then people like Joseph Smith come along and they say like, yeah, well, fuck it, let's marry everybody, because you know, as soon as you're a guru in a position of power, then like it's good to have multiple wives.
Hey, we got 20 minutes left. Let's do some wine shots.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Come on.
Fuck.
Well, I don't think it'll work, but.
I'm going to say
isn't that the whole thing of it being an old institution is just pretty much expanding your alliances and then giving property for that alliance.
Need for marriage in the first place if you were going to do it with a bunch of people?
Can we get wine shots out of jam nuts?
Yeah.
Jam nuts? Wine shots out jam nuts.
Oh, damn, your shit's still in here. Something good?
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Clack, clack. I'm gonna have to pee later.
Later. Flip flop later.
You're getting classy.
Sweet. So, how do we measure the shot? Just a bit of a pour.
I don't know. How much is in a shot? I learned this in the water the other day. It's 0.4. There you go.
Let's just do this.
Now look, this is point five.
This is difficult, man. Look.
Look, there you go, that's point five. So, right,
Let me
a little bit less than that.
Pour that in.
That's impressive.
It's not mine. Just left here.
Yeah. There's a line inside this measuring thing, which is
surprise.
Surprise. he was the first one to say it twice. Did you realize?
Really? Yeah. I didn't notice.
Because I looked at you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's all you missed it.
This is all we can do.
Oh, man.
But we're measuring.
Okay.
Are we actually doing wine shots right now?
That first one, look. That first one's awesome. That's perfect.
Are we really just doing wine shots?
Why hard?
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, it's not.
Well, I mean, we're halfway down already. Stop your whining.
Oh, no.
Enjoy. Wine shots out of a coffee mug.
Too right. You're in my house. It's a teacup.
Teacup.
That's just wine. So cheers.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Safety.
More than a shot.
It's not bad, really.
Definitely more than a shot.
That's because look. There's a line in the measure.
Oh, right.
So the first one it went crazy. So we had to do all of them crazy. Okay. Oh, by the way, have you ever done
should have whistled
Century Club or Centurion?
Centurion. I was discussing this with Heidi and Tony the other night.
I used to be the expert.
I did it once when I was 18.
Did you finish?
Never tried it again. I finished it once. That's... What are your rules on it though?
Shot every minute for 100 minutes. You can pee, but you have to make it up later if you come back.
You can pee?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we used to do... We did two versions. One where you can pee, but you can't throw up. And one where you can't
pee.
Well,
that means you didn't finish if you throw up.
Yeah. And one where you can't pee.
Yeah. We used... Because I introduced this to my flatmates in the first year of uni. And then so we did it every now and again. Mm. We got really good. And
it's the worst, you just get so bloated.
Oh yeah, you're just frothing at the mouth pretty much. But we went once until there was no more beer. And how many shots do you think we did in a row?
A million.
865 billion.
You're not playing this game seriously.
Same thing.
174.
Bill Cosby.
Full House. Come on, let's hit these.
No, it's
not. I didn't even know you did that.
Pouring more wine into these teacups.
Cool, good.
That's
it. Yeah, right. 174 between how many?
No, per person.
Oh, per person. Shit.
So it's 174 minutes.
You must be buckled. Did you go anywhere afterwards?
No. This might count me out of the woolshed.
It's just a bottle of wine. So.
Yeah, come on. It's less than a happened? Third.
Pretty sure it was already open.
Do you know what's happened the last two times that I did wine shots? Okay, the first time. I fell asleep in the storeroom of the woolshed. I also sang Oasis to everybody.
But that was beautiful.
Yeah, people are still talking about that, man.
They really are. Someone brought it up the other day.
You just brought it up then.
Screw you. I don't like this anymore. I don't want to play this game.
Oh,
I hate it. I can't help but talk about myself.
Oh, we should. Oh,
so interesting.
One time. I think one time.
Subject matter.
We should.
Hashtag, let's talk about BAM.
I made a drinking game, like a board game once. We should try that one.
Did
time.
You?
Yeah.
I've got some board games. Let's play Drinking Risk.
Ooh. Fuck.
I was going to say it sounds risky, but I thought that wouldn't be fun.
Yes, we're not making that joke.
Yeah. Strike that from the record. Yes.
Everybody out there in wireless land.
Yeah. Fuck. We will reprimand you later.
This does not look like good rugby.
I need your cup. Why can't they make that little line more visible?
I'd have to buy some shot glasses.
Huh. I should have brought some. I should have known it was going to come to this. Like, no, I'm not going to buy shots.
I can't speak anymore.
Can you hear the face palming going on?
Speaking of wine shots, let's do one and then let me discuss what wine shots.
Yeah, I mean, are you surprised that we'd be doing wine shots then?
Oi, muscles.
Well,
let's go.
There's something happening in my stomach.
Maybe I'm surprised that I'm surprised.
Speaking of wine shots, Vincent.
That's all. Mm-hmm. I called him Vinny.
Did you notice when you posted something about the wine shots thing in Estonia?
Yeah.
Did you see what he wrote?
No.
He wrote something serious. Wine shots, I've never heard of something so stupid in my life.
Yeah. Oh, like that. Okay.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is asking for it.
Right. Well, yeah.
Right?
We need to culture him.
I mean, that's like... I mean...
What do you mean?
People think...
Tell us what you mean, then.
People think that, like, the sauna is the stupidest thing they've ever heard of until they've tried it. Not me. Yeah, I've tried it, and I still think it's ridiculous.
Oh.
But, like, other people think, like, what, you go and sit in a hot room naked and then just sweat for a while? That's... Like, that doesn't sound great. And then they try it, and they love it. Again, not
I'm going to have to segue after your story about that.
So what we need to do with Vassal educate him. And just introduce him gently to the fact that wine shots is the best way for him to wake up 8 stops past his hopeful destination on the train.
That's not good. My bus takes about 45 minutes to get home, and mine is the sort of, I think, third to last stop. So even if I do go to sleep, he'll just wake me up and then I walk a mile home.
It's been the best thing about moving into town, man.
Yeah.
Love it here.
I think we got at least one more round to go.
Just keep filling themselves.
Bling, bling. Oh.
Well, I think it's... But I think this is mental from us. Like, it's... No, it's because you think it's a shot. No, like, you think, like, oh, it's a shot.
It's not going to do anything to me.
No, but it's not, but then...
No, but, like, just your reaction, like, oh, well, another shot. It's just wine. It's just like having a big sip of wine.
Think about three of us drinking a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
In less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not too bad doing it now, though. It'd be worse if we did it at 12. Like, if we did this at midnight.
Would it?
I think it would push me a bit. Well, yeah, let's see. Okay, maybe not.
Do you not think this is going to push you to the edge?
No, not this one. Maybe the next one.
Yoni's got big plans.
I don't like fire in your eyes.
Yoni's big plans for us.
But I had a story. What was the sauna thing?
Something about sauna.
Yeah. Sauna, yeah.
So, okay. Having been in the UK, like, people love to entertain each other by taking their pants off. Right?
Yeah, it's always
kind of like, wait, like, look at this. I'm crazy.
What do we mean by pants?
Trousers and pants. Get your dick out.
The combo.
Yeah.
Nice dick.
Nice dick.
So they do that. But, like, a friend of mine, really good friend who I went to uni with, like, we went to the cottage and
sorry, I still have questions.
Oh. Okay.
Because, I don't know, for all you listeners back home.
Cottaging.
I am British.
all yeah, you
we're coming,
listeners
to, we're
back
coming
home.
To the cottaging in a bit. But,
but before you go.
Sorry, yes. We like to entertain each other by taking our trousers off.
Like, what's that guy? Hugh something? Something Hugh? Hugh Grant said that.
Did he?
Okay. No, Rowan Atkinson said that on Jay Leno
about,
once.
He's talking about Hugh Laurie?
No.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. No. Belts off, trousers down, isn't left to scream. Woo! No. Blackhead for you.
Rowan Atkinson was on, like, Jay Leno, and he was talking about his Mr. Bean thing where he takes off his trousers after he puts on his Speedos. Right, so he just said... Well, this is what British men do to entertain. They take their trousers off. Ask Hugh Grant about this. And then, it seems to be true.
If Rowan Atkinson says it, I'm willing to believe it.
He seems to be telling the truth, because it is.
And, well, I think the lesson learned will be later, because, yeah, my friend...
Are you behind?
Oh, shit.
Come on, dude. just even it out between those.
But I think you're right. Like, the only way... Well, since having like been in Finland, the only reason I'm going to really be entertained by someone taking their trousers off is if they've got something really ridiculously funny going on down there.
Just wait till you see this.
Yeah.
Because of that, I thought, like, oh, British people on, as a whole, they're like, oh, free and not so conservative. And then when there's a discussion of, like, so you go in there without clothes?
Mm.
They're like, yeah. And then, well, he enjoyed it. And but later when he went back home, he was like, so, just talking something on... some chatting thingy, and he's like, yeah, it was really good, and but I got a lot of raised eyebrows about the naked sauna thing, and especially his friends, they're all like these crazy rugby people who always went naked.
It's not
like just running around.
Okay, the thing that's got me about the naked sauna thing, let's drink. it doesn't bother me.
Is it too normal?
I think you people who know me by now know that I don't really have a problem with nudity. We're all naked right now.
Fact.
So,
hashtag fact. Not surprised at all.
I think the weird thing about saunas is the hot room.
It's a hot room.
Like, I don't get that.
Do you want it to be a cold room? Because then it wouldn't be a sauna.
Yeah.
I
don't understand how sweating is enjoyable.
Cleans out your pores, I think.
Like, unless you're doing something enjoyable to build up a sweat, you know, like rugby or sex or eating.
Why can't you combine those in the hot room? Well, rugby wouldn't work.
I don't know. It's just like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's not a comfortable situation for me being sat in a hot room. The naked thing, like, that doesn't bother me.
Do you take hot showers?
Yeah.
Okay, same thing.
But no, it's not, because that's not sitting somewhere that's going to make me sweat. And
so you just don't like sweating?
No, I've lived in a number of hot countries where sweating has been a
but you don't enjoy
staple
it.
Of my existence.
You like being hot, but not sweaty?
No, it's not that. It's just, like, to do it as a social activity. Right? Mm. There's something to do as a social activity. I would rather come in here and sit down and drink wine shots than everybody go into a hot room to get dehydrated whilst drinking beer to get even more dehydrated.
Yeah. I think it's like an unwinding thing, though.
I can't unwind. Like, it's so hot in there. It makes my head throb.
Maybe you've been in places where it's way too hot.
Maybe.
You should be in charge next time.
The thing, like, I kind of got used to the nudity in saunas pretty quickly. I like sauna, but the thing that, when you put it into context, is for me is weird, is that, like, when you're on the street or when you're, like, sitting next to someone on a bus or something, like, they'll go to all measures to ignore you.
Yeah.
And then you get next to them, like, nude, sweaty nude, in a sauna, and they'll just kind of slide in next to you, and their thighs all over yours, and you can feel their shoulder against you, and you're just like, oh, I'm going to say something here, because this is just too close not to...
Yeah.
Like, I can't ignore this person anymore. Yeah. But usually, like, but everyone's kind of, well, yeah, no, they're still sort of ignoring you, but not as much.
It's just... It's not even like the public sauna or anything like that. Like, that is weird, what you're saying. Like, And I recognise that. Like, it's just, if we're, like, now, we're sat around socially, you know, just chilling out.
What if one of us cut his dick out?
Having some wine shots. If I suddenly got naked,
yeah,
like, everyone would be a little bit like, this is kind of weird. Or if all of us were sat naked, everyone would be like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, but if you got drunk and you went, hey, whoa, when you did the helicopter.
Actually, no.
Then no, you'd be like, oh, he's just being crazy. Actually, no, because there's no normalcy
involved.
Actually,
no, wait a minute. This is, that's not my point. But that's not my point.
Sometimes stuff is only funny because it's taboo. Like,
yeah.
I was going
to
say,
you're not really meant to do that because it's inappropriate, then it becomes funny.
Yeah, that's not my point.
But if it's in a normal...
Because I think if we were all sat around naked, like, we're all doing it, so it'd be fine. Like, I don't think I'd be bothered by it.
Because there's no point.
I don't think I'd be bothered by it. It's not the nudity that bothers me. It's the heat. It's that that is an enjoyable thing.
There could be a dry heat problem. Like sometimes saunas are like, there's a dry heat.
And I like the moist steam rooms. Heat. I can do the steam rooms.
They're more moist.
Wow, steam rooms.
So, you turn down the heat a bit and throw some water on the wall so it absorbs and then it gets moist inside.
You know what I like to do? What would be inappropriate in a sauna? Just go in there with like jeans and a jacket on and your laptop and then sit there and have a coffee and do, try and work on your laptop while everybody's in the sauna.
Did like, you ever see that?
Then people would be like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. And then the computer...
He's not naked.
Did you ever see that?
Computer short circuits in like 5 minutes and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe this!
Yeah, did you ever see that?
Do
an
old one.
Did you ever see that? It was like a Jackass spoof. It's called Crazy Monkey. It's like a South African dude. So
Crazy Monkey.
Every country had their own jackass.
They used to, like, but it was a spoof. Yeah. Like, so they just used to do, like, these weird things, like, all right, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to wear a winter coat in summertime. He'd just be walking down the street with, like, a really big winter coat and everyone would be like, oh, man, aren't you hot? But nah, I'm so hot, but I'm hardcore. And then, like,
that's a pretty good South African accent.
It is. It's probably one of the best.
And then you'd have like, and then you'd be one like, right, what I'm gonna do? Okay, right. Right. I'm gonna.
What I'm gonna do?
What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna eat a sandwich and then I'm gonna go swimming. So I'm gonna swim and do exercise after I've eaten, and then like. He'd, like, eat a sandwich and then, like, go swimming in all his clothes. But, and he'd be like, oh, my God, I feel so sick right now.
I got to show you this video soon. Like, once the game's over... Jeez, it was close.
Oh, hit the...
Once,
oh, was that him?
Once the game's over, I'm going to show you this video of the looser Aussie.
Did he get it?
No, he had advantage, so...
Oh, okay. But yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it's called Crazy Monkey. I don't even know if it was like a real program or if it was like an advert or something. But it was pretty funny.
Have you seen that Aussie guy who pretends? No, he doesn't pretend. He stands outside gyms and doesn't let sort of bouncer looking people in. It's like, no, I think you've had enough, mate.
See, that's good. That's good.
We gotta check that later before we go.
Yeah.
Like, no, I think you've had enough. Like, how many gyms have you been to today?
That's good. I like that.
But they're really nice, though. They're like, oh, no, wait in line. VIP section here. You just stand right there.
Yeah.
Yes, look at that.
Now they're a tryout, so should win. Yeah.
3 minutes left.
Yes. Australia has had a shit tour.
Australia's had a shit.
They've won one game.
Wales, what's the deal there?
Wales, South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think they're playing rugby.
Ooh. somebody favorited my tweet.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on, check.
Goodness me.
It's called Kai Black Radio. All black, all news, all you. Changing the way that Chicago connects.
Wow, that's.
They like this photo of you with the horse head.
That's the power of the internet.
Is it? Hold on, look. Because it says.
Hey, that's pretty classy.
Sonia. What?
Adam Federici. He's a goalkeeper for Reading.
Mm.
He's an Australian.
Oh, Chicago Black Radio.
Get out before the game. Cricket bat behind the goal.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good lad.
Yeah, like everybody's doing that. It's crazy. Everyone.
There was a thing, like a hashtag thing. Tony, you'll know about this. There was a hashtag thing, like get your bat out.
Yeah.
And just like some guy went and put a bat out, like put his bat outside his house, like in tribute, and put his cap
on something.
And everybody's been doing it now, and Twitter and all that stuff. And, it's good. I've liked that there's been a lot of celebrities and stuff come out and in support for, what's the guy who's bowling's name? Is it Abbott?
Yeah, Sean Abbott, yeah.
A lot of people have come out and just said like,
yeah,
you know, like thoughts are with you as well, man. Like,
yeah, fuck that poor guy, man.
That's
so bad.
It is.
That filled me up, that wine.
Wine shots will do that to you, man.
Are there any more beers?
Have you got a buzz on?
We're only on wine now.
I was getting that sort of tired beer buzz.
Jesus, do we get to share now?
Okay. I can't get back to it, man. I'm on wine for the rest of the night.
I might have a refreshing gin and tonic.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Don't have any gin and tonic.
Why not?
Have you brought gin and tonic?
No.
I was going to say.
No.
I haven't got gin and tonic.
No, I'm sure.
what we do have is three more bottles of wine.
I might have a dry martini, thanks, Ben.
Could I get three cranberries, three olives? Thanks.
We've got. Oh, there's a cider.
What kind?
Black Rat.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's alright.
Sounds suspicious.
We've got some sparkling white.
Don't do that.
That I got today from.
No.
I'm happy with that.
It's carved. We got this today from the
Semi-Secco.
The bachelor party that I did.
That'd be nice to drink on your own when you're bored.
We've got leftovers of last night's cooking, which is a Chilean Sauvignon Blanc. We've got
Chilean Syrah.
Chilean Syrah. 250. Is that red wine?
Yep.
Let me put that back. And I've got two pear and vanilla yogurts.
Yogurt shots!
And a ready meal lasagna.
Let's do the white wine and then get out of here.
Like wine shot white wine?
Nah, or? let's just have it in the teacup.
Just in the cup.
Just normal, yeah.
Normal? No.
Not wine shot.
Boring.
We've done podcast's first ever wine shop experience.
I think, you know, when you and Tony left after the last one,
mm.
I realised we drank a whole fuck load.
Man, we did drink a lot, yeah.
There must have been like four, possibly five bottles of wine. Five, not five.
Yeah.
I said fine, and then I said five. I'm having trouble with numbers. One is wine.
Do you know why?
Five is fine.
Do you know why? No. Because wine shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's good stuff.
You know, we have to go to a public house after this.
Public house?
Well, we can probably handle it.
Do you think?
Well,
are we doing the trousers down? Penguin walk?
I think so.
Do we need to do it the whole way there, or just...
Yeah, the entire way.
Just on the way in.
How do I turn this on, Ben?
You don't.
Oh,
you don't touch my shit.
You got to put your face on it. It's got facial recognition.
What's the pin number?
It does have facial recognition.
Absolutely does.
Recognition.
Racial.
Racial recognition.
Does have racial recognition.
So.
It does.
Are we going to be safe after these? I'm going to drive home.
You definitely not driving.
No, I'm not driving home. For the kids out there, never drink and drive.
Cazzo.
You know what bothers me as well? Like, we're talking about stupid stuff, like people saying that they are experts and. LOL.
Yeah, so pet hates.
When people say don't drink and drive, you'll spill your drink or something like that. That
hilarious.
Face unlock.
No.
Are you gonna unlock your face?
Just look at it.
Oh my god. That's quite cool.
I don't have that feature.
That's quite cool.
Like I don't have it enabled.
No, I think that's scary to me.
That's very true. Like the thing is with drinking is you can usually use it as an excuse. I don't know if the law says that you can use an excuse, but like usually you say, "Oh, I was drunk." You know, I was really fucking drunk. So people go, "Oh, well, it's not that bad then." But like, it happens with a lot of stuff. Like if you get into a fight, for example, it's like you would not expect someone to get into a fight like at midday. Yeah. But if it happens like 2 a.m., you're like, "Oh, they were just drunk." It's just people being drunk. But if you get into a car and you drive into someone, then it's much better to be sober. Because if you're drunk driving, then it's really fucking bad.
Yes.
But if you're drunk punching someone, then it's actually, you're just drunk. So how do you reconcile those things?
Of being drunk and punching people?
Well, why is being drunk and doing one thing and hurting someone worse than being drunk and doing something different and hurting
someone? Oh, I see. Because... Well, it depends on the consequences. Usually, if you hit a person with a car, that's not a good deal for the guy.
Well,
if you punch someone, they fall down, hit their face on the curb, and die, that is maybe equally as bad. I think not even maybe.
I guess it's like domestic violence. Like, sorry. Like, I mean, domestic violence is never okay.
I honestly thought you were just about to stick up.
Well, I was going to say, like, domestic
violence is fine if you're under some circumstances.
Never okay. Like, but killing someone in a car, not okay. Killing someone when you're drunk in a car, like, awful.
Yeah.
Like, but then.
What if you kill someone in a car?
At violence, like.
But you didn't drive.
You know, domestic violence. If you say someone's a drunk and they're always beating up their husband or wife or partner, like. Is that worse or better? I suppose it's never good at all.
It's kind of the same, isn't it?
Yeah. Doesn't really matter. Someone's still...
I think we're going to have to wrap this up and just continue drinking.
Are we still recording?
Yeah, man.
Oh, fuck.
Shit happens. Quick, say something funny.
Yeah. No.
Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. This has been very enjoyable.
I was actually just going to ask you, like, how was your first experience now? Did it hurt?
we'll be gentle with you.
You felt like a seal.
it was heavy, flubbery, and wouldn't let you go.
It was lovely. I was a bit concerned about the wine shots, but we got through it.
Well, that was a pitiful.
England won, by the way.
3/4 of a ball. Yeah, England won. Let's get a taco.
All the way.
Hey guys.
What's up?
What the fuck?
Why not?
Surprise!